You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. DCX Systems shares witnessed a premium listing today as shares debuted at ₹286 on BSE, up 38% from the IPO price of ₹207, while the listing price on the National Stock Exchange was ₹287. Ahead of the listing, DCX Systems shares were trading at 36-41% premium in the grey market. Pravesh Gore, senior technical analyst at Swastika InvestMart Limited, said the company's strong listing can be attributed to unexciting investor subscription levels, as the company has been able to create long-term and deeply entrenched relationships with its clients due to its execution capability in terms of time and cost, ability to maintain confidentiality, and experienced management team. The IPO of DCX Systems received stellar response from investors. It was oversubscribed 69.79 times, with retail investors bidding for 61.77 times the allocated quota, non-institutional investors 43.97 times, and the reserved portion of qualified institutional buyers being oversubscribed 84.32 times. The company raised ₹500 crore via the public issue, for which the price band was fixed at ₹197-207 per share. Meanwhile, Moody's cut India's GDP forecast for 2022 to 7% from 7.7%. Moody's said they expect growth to decelerate to 4.8% in 2023 and then to rise to around 6.4% in 2024. The cuts in the growth forecast come as a result of the geopolitical impact of the Ukraine-Russia war, the global tightening of countries' monetary policies, as well as extremely persistent high inflation rates. Not just India, but the world is set to face an economic slowdown, according to Moody's. Growth across the world will remain slow. The lowering forecasts are not just limited to India. Moody's statement said that they have lowered their global economic growth expectations. They expect real GDP growth of the G20 economies to decelerate to 1.3% in 2023, significantly lower than their previous estimate of 2.1% and down from an estimated 2.5% growth this year. Due to a series of factors, the sluggish pace of growth will continue until 2024. In another update, South India took a huge leap for the advancement of public transportation as Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the first Vande Bharat Express train on Mysuru-Chennai route at Krantivira Sangoli Railway Station in Bengaluru on Friday. The Prime Minister also flagged off the Bharat Gaurav Kashi Darshan train, which is operated by Karnataka's Muzrai department under the Bharat Gaurav train policy of railways. It will fulfill the dream of numerous travellers intending to undertake Kashi Yatra, according to the Southwestern Railway. The train offers an 8-day tour package at discounted rates for pilgrims. This train covers holy places including Varanasi, Ayodhya and Prayagraj. Moving on, Mahindra & Mahindra has posted its highest ever consolidated quarterly revenue and profit in Q2 financial year 2023. The company reported revenue of ₹20,839 crore, up 57% YOY from ₹13,314 crore in Q2 financial year 22. The auto major posted a profit after tax of ₹2,773 crore, up 44% YOY from ₹1,992 crore in the second quarter of financial year 2022, on the back of key partnerships and robust volume push in both auto and farm equipment segments. During the quarter, the company sold 1,74,098 vehicles and 92,590 tractors, which was a growth of 75% and 5% respectively. Furthermore, the company says it achieved 60% market share in Q2 financial year 2023 in the LCV 2-3 5-ton segment, an uptick of 10.8% YOY. Its electric three-wheeler range also achieved the highest ever quarterly billing of 10,625 units, On the farm equipment side, it achieved the second highest Q2 volumes with sales of around 88,000 tractors and highest Q2 exports of 4,600 units. On to the economy sector, declining rural volumes due to inflationary pressure and cautious consumption led to a slower growth of 8.9% for the fast-moving consumer goods industry in the July-September quarter. According to the Nielsen IQ's FMCG snapshot for Q3 2022, rural volumes recorded a decline of negative 3.6% in the September quarter, which was higher than the negative 2.4% fall in the April-June quarter. Besides inflation, another factor that played an important role in the volume reduction was the variable rainfall across rural areas that led to a further softening of indicators. At the same time, urban markets sustained a volume growth of 1.2%. Consumption decline in rural markets was led by both double-digit price increases and lower unit growth. Lastly, the share market. As the bulls took charge of D Street today, Sensex ends up by 180 points, while Nifty closes at 18,350 after touching a fresh 52-week high of 18,662 intraday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.